He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, July 12th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Wow, we've got a nice day happening. It's a beautiful day. You should have a smile on your face this morning, unless you're short the market or you're not in the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 177 points today. That works out to 0.75%. That puts it at 24,877. Now, when this all began 9 years ago, it was in the 6,000 area. Now it's 24,877. I hope your 401k has been participating. The S&P 500 up 15 points this morning. That's 0.5%. That puts the S&P at 2789. We're closing in on 2800 here. The NASDAQ up 58 points. 58, that's 0.75%. We're at 7,774 on the NASDAQ. Now, I don't know why. The Russell 2K is lagging behind. Come on, Russell, catch up. It's down 2 points this morning. I don't know what's wrong with the small caps, but they're not participating in this rally today. Crude oil is not participating either. It's down 4 cents. It's clear back to $70.34. Libyan production comes back online. You see the stuff I got to follow during the evening hours? Libyan production of oil back online, and down go oil prices. Gold up $2.10 per ounce, $12.46. We've got the 10-year yield is at 2.85. And our good old friends at Bitcoin, that thing is slumping again, down 3%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, the president of and the chief money manager at Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, but we get all over the country during the year to visit folks that follow the radio show, get the newsletter, our clients, etc. Well, yesterday we had a little down day in the market. There was a lot of tension, trade tension. Trump was in Europe visiting NATO. He was giving them heck. And guess what? What did he walk away with? He walked away with, well, we're all going to pay our fair share into NATO. It's not fair that America should be paying at all. Not all, but more than our fair share. Now the others have agreed to ante up and feed the kitty as they defend themselves against enemies in that part of the world. So we did have a down day in the market yesterday. If you remember, Trump called for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. That's the entire trade gap right there. And guess what? They want to come around and maybe start up trade talks once again. So the market likes that. That's the biggest reason I would say that the market's up today. In addition to the concessions that were made yesterday from our NATO allies. And that got the world markets going overnight. Japan was up 1.1%. China, beleaguered China, was up 2.2% overnight. China is in a bear market, and now they have the prospects of a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of their goods, and their economy is starting to really suffer. They are really feeling the pressure over there in China. And the words that President Trump used yesterday in his discussions with NATO people, he says, we're currently in a nasty trade war with China. All right. He's finally fessing up that it is a trade war. In the meantime, the Chinese currency continues to slump. They have the yuan over there. We have the dollar here. They have the loonie in Canada. They have the pound in Britain. Well, it's the yuan over there in China. The yuan continues to slump, continues to sink. And it's not manipulation by the Chinese government. It's the markets taking it lower. Yesterday, it had the largest one-day drop against the U.S. dollar in a year and one half, setting the greenback's reference rate at 6.6726 yuan. Did you write that down? Weakening the latter currency by 0.7% compared to Wednesday. So things are not going well in China, that's for sure. Chinese stocks continue to slump. The Chinese market is in a bear market. However, I believe that there will be a resolution to this. I don't know when. But guess where you'll find the cheapest stocks in the world when that resolution happens? That's right. Some of those fast-growing stocks in China that have sold off so much here. I'm talking the Alibabas and the Tencent Holdings of the world and others, many others, that are growing at very rapid clips. They continue to be under pressure. When this thing gets resolved, those stocks are going to have one heck of a rally because they're so undervalued right now. So keep your powder dry on Chinese stocks. Listen to Best Stocks Now Radio Hour every morning. Get the newsletter every weekend. Follow me on StockTwits, where I have some 56,000 followers. And if you're a trader, subscribe to my live trading alerts. One of the alerts I sent out yesterday was get ready to pounce on some of these Chinese stocks when the time is right. Well, we always check in on the economy, the big picture. How many people got laid off last week? Well, I'm still here. I didn't get laid off. Initial jobless claims, 214,000. Do you know that that's a multi-year low? How can you make an argument for, against the economy right now? The U.S. economy. The U.S. economy is doing very well. The stock market is tied to the U.S. economy. I've been a bull now for 9+ years in the market, and I'm not a perma bull. There will be a time when the economy's not doing so good. We will have another recession. And at that point in time, we've got to take defensive action and do something different. But for now, all systems seem to be moving forward. Initial jobless claims come in at 214,000, which is a multi-year low. If you're looking for inflation, we didn't get any yesterday. The PPI came in very benign. The CPI comes in today. Now, that's the price you, the consumer, pays at the gas pump, at McDonald's, at Walmart, the local restaurants, in the theaters, etc. Consumer price index up just 0.1%. That probably is helping the market also. That should put the Fed into hold mode, or at least not so anxious to hike interest rates, because there's currently not any signs of inflation out there. The CPI comes in at 0.1%, which gives it an annual rate now of 2.3%. And that's why investors in gold continue to not make much money, because they don't see any inflation out there. Well, what dropped? Car and truck rental prices fell 7.6% year over year. You know, I was talking to my wife. We use Uber a lot. When you can get a ride within 1 minute, no matter which corner you're standing on, that's pretty good. I said, that's got to really hurt rental car prices and the rental car agencies. In fact, when we did our trip to Dallas, I didn't even rent a car. I just Ubered it all over town. They get some nice brisket down there in Deep Ellum. We Ubered it on over there. I said, that's got to be hurting Hertz. It's hurting Hertz and Avis and these guys. Well, it sure is. Rental prices fell 7.6% year over year on an adjusted basis. It's also hurting United Rentals, which I used to own. Footwear prices dropped 1.3%. That's got to be the Amazon effect. Women's outerwear decreased 4.3%. Not at my house. It seems like women's outerwear is going up and shoe prices are going up at my house. But nationwide, women's outerwear decreased 4.3%. Egg prices jumped 14.1% year over year. Buy the egg stocks, right? Calmain, C-A-L-M. Coffee prices down 2.7%. Well, we've got a hot day in the market. Where are the hot stocks? What's Gunderson buying? What's Gunderson like? When we come back, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the bond traders are betting on rate cuts. I don't know about that. Maybe they know something I don't know. But if you look at the euro-dollar contracts, they're now trading way above those for December 2019, meaning traders not only expect the rate hike cycle to end next year, and we're talking about the Fed. Do you think that the Fed will stop hiking interest rates next year? But they are also now beginning to price in eased policy in 2020. They think that the Fed will stop their cycle next year of rate hikes and then start reducing rates. Of course, this is at odds with the Fed's green dots, or their dots, which show rate hikes continuing into 2020. I think the Fed's got it right, and I think the bond traders have it wrong. Only time will tell. The best answer is to just stay out of the way of the bond market at the current time. What about energy? We saw a big 5% plunge in oil prices. I am still a bull on the energy sector. We had Libya that came back online last week. We had a rise in inventories. You know, oil is a very hard commodity to predict. But in looking at a lot of underlying energy stocks on a daily basis, I see a lot of strength still in the energy stocks. I'm seeing a lot of breakouts in the energy service stocks, the rigs of the world, the diamond offshores of the world. I'm seeing a lot of breakouts in the small energy producers. In fact, yesterday I sent out a tweet. This is the best breakout I've seen all day long. I'll have to look up what that was. Was it WTI? It was a small energy producer in the Permian Basin. I said, wow, oil's down 5% and this stock is breaking out to new highs. I think traders are still pretty bullish on energy stocks going forward, and so am I. Core Labs, which is out of the Netherlands, they're a great big energy service company. They think that crude oil prices could skyrocket to as high as $100 per barrel by 2020 if the world's growing demand for oil is not met. That comes from the CEO of Core Laboratories, which is a multi-billion dollar company that ought to know a little bit about the energy situation around the world. They think oil can hit 100. And I gave another report the other day where one of the analysts out there thinks it could go to 200. And I'm sure you could find someone that thinks it will go to 25. Where's the answer? You know what? You take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time. You watch the individual stocks. You watch the sectors. You watch the chart of oil prices. You watch the supply-demand equation. And that's all you can do. Predictions are predictions. Well, there was another M&A activity yesterday, and the market does not like it. They don't like it at all. I own Broadcom in my income and growth portfolio because it pays a 2.9% dividend yield. Broadcom's buy of Qualcomm was nixed by the current administration. So what did Broadcom do? They turned around and they bought CA, which is Computer Associates. The market does not like this at all. Broadcom is down 17% this morning, while the company that is being acquired is up 18% this morning. It's always good to be on the side of the company that's being acquired, as opposed to the acquirer. Well, we'll just have to see where this all settles out. But right now, the market very upset. They don't think Broadcom is making a very smart buy here. And in fact, CA is being upgraded and Broadcom is being downgraded right now. Goldman Sachs ups Twitter estimates. You know, Twitter is high on my watch list. Twitter is starting to prove to me that they can monetize their site that has hundreds of millions of people looking at it every day. I do not currently own Twitter. It's a $33 billion company. But I've been watching it. The stock has been performing very well recently. Now, having said that, I made two major buys yesterday. One in my premier growth portfolio. Let's see how it's doing today. It's up a little bit. And the other one I bought was in my ultra growth portfolio. It's up a little bit today. Both of those were major new buys. And I made a huge sell yesterday of a stock that I've owned for over a year and a half. Long-term gain of about 25-26% since I've owned it. It was about a little over a year. But it, you know, when I lower my earnings estimates on a company, that's not good. You want to be raising your earnings estimates and your target prices. So anybody who's a live trading subscriber to the Best Stocks Now app received those two buys and one sell yesterday. Oh, and I bought one in my speculative trading account. That's always fun. You never know what's going to happen there. That's the really highly speculative trading stuff where sometimes I'll buy an option. You never know. I see that stock's up today, the one I bought in my speculative account yesterday. And, of course, if you're a client of mine, those trades happened in your respective portfolios yesterday. UBS takes a breather on Netflix. I talked about Netflix yesterday. It continues to be one of my largest holdings. Netflix is down a little bit today. Netflix will report earnings in 4 days from now. UBS. Should we listen to UBS? Is it all BS? I don't know. I don't really listen to them, but they shift into neutral on Netflix ahead of the company's earnings report next week. UBS pulls its buy rating on Netflix. Well, they're not telling me exactly what to do. Should I sell it, UBS? Should I hold it? After factoring in a 118% year-to-date performance of the streaming juggernaut. Can you believe that? This stock, Netflix, NFLX, is up 118% since the beginning of the year. And UBS downgrades it. They set a target price of $425. The stock's currently at $410. Well, that's just one opinion on the stock. That's what the market is made up of, opinions. And UBS has cooled off on Netflix. I thought I'd throw that in. Now, when we come back, what do I like? Well, let's see. We've got a consumer discretionary. I've got a large media company. I've got a tech stock. I've got an aerospace stock, a financial. I'll pick a couple to feature here in the second half of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we have one heck of a rally going on in the market today. Let's talk about Costco first. You know, I like going to Costco. It's one of my favorite places to go. My wife hates it. She's smaller. She feels like she gets jostled around and can't hold her own there in some of those aisles, especially when they're handing out free samples, okay? So she'll lay back and say, you go get the free sample. I'll wait over here. She don't want to get jostled around. So I go get the free sample. Then, of course, I put on dark glasses and a hat, get another free sample, go around again, especially if it's something really good. But Costco has 715 stores around the country, including one here in Carlsbad, California. That's our local Costco. There's a little bit of news on Costco. I own Costco in my dividend, my income-paying account. The Seattle company, actually Issaquah, Washington, just a suburb there of the Seattle area, Costco pays a 1.1% dividend yield. It's now almost, in fact, Costco's closing in now on being a $100 billion company. It's $93.5 billion. My big issue with Costco is I got to buy 5 gallons of pepperoncinis. I just want a little jar of pepperoncinis. What am I going to do with 5 gallons of pepperoncinis? I'll have heartburn from here to eternity. But anyways, I do shop at Costco, and my wife, I'll bring home something. She's like, Bill, what are we going to do with all those? We'll eat them. Jardinera, whatever. So anyways, Consumer Edge, they point to core strength beat at Costco. They keep an overweight rating on Costco. That's a problem with me in Costco, is that overweight. But after factoring in the retailer's June sales report, June sales beat expectations. Headline comp, these are all mumbo-jumbo numbers, of 9.7% beat our 8% model. And Loop Capital, who I admire, lifts its price target on Costco to a street-high mark of $235 per share. Well, let's see what Bill's Best Stocks Now app has to say about Costco, all right? Costco is currently ranked in my app number 277 out of 5,137. That's pretty good. That puts it in the upper echelons of companies. Where does that ranking come from? It comes from two major criteria. The first criteria is, how has Costco done for the shareholders over the years? Over the last 10 years, an investor in Costco has received a total annual return of 14.4% per year. During that same period of time, the market has averaged 8.5% per year. Are you happy with that, Costco investors? Over the last 5 years, Costco has delivered 15.6% per year, while the market's delivered 10.6. Isn't this handy information to know? You can look it up on the Best Stocks Now app. You know, you see the CEO come on, blah, 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 our company's the best. I look at the track record of the company. How have you done as a CEO, Jeffrey Immelt, GE? Horrible. My app says you've been going backwards for 10 years, and you're telling me you're a great CEO. Over the last 12 months, Costco's up 41%. The market's up 14.4. So if we rank Costco against all the other stocks out there, it gets a B+ grade. It's a momentum grade of B+. Now, how about valuation? That's always bothered me with Costco. It's one of those premium stocks that you have to pay up for because it's so popular. They have a brand. They have a goodwill brand built into the name Costco. People love Costco. But I have a 5-year target price on Costco of $320 per share. That's a 5-year target price. The stock is currently trading at $213 per share. So there's still plenty of upside potential. And yes, I do think Costco will break through the 100 billion mark at some point in time. It's currently 93 billion. They're closing in, and I'm sure they'll celebrate in Issaquah when they hit that $100 billion mark. They'll all have a big Hebrew national hot dog to celebrate. Costco's currently trading at $213 per share. It's not the growth engine that it once was. It's not growing by 25% per year. Their growth now is more in the mid low to mid teens, but it's a steady performer. We kind of call companies like that stalwarts. And in addition to that, it pays a dividend yield. So it fits nicely into my income and growth portfolio. Now, some people are in the early stages of their investment life. They can afford to take more risk. They need ultra, ultimate, aggressive, best growth they can find because they have years ahead of them. Other folks are in their 50s, 60s. They need to have a little bit more, tone it down a little bit. Stay away from the biotech stocks and things like that, you know. And then you get into that phase, which companies also have their phases that they go through. Eventually, they're not growing as fast as they used to. When everybody in the world's drinking Pepsi or Coca-Cola, they can't grow anymore. When there's a Starbucks on every corner, in every airport, even in churches. I saw a Starbucks in a church one time. They probably saturated the world with Starbucks, and they can't grow. It's a mathematical equation. Costco can't grow like it used to, but it's still growing in the mid to low teens, and it is a stock that I currently own in my income and growth portfolio because it's a dividend-paying stock, all right? Now, let's take a look at another company here this morning. I see my friends over at HedgeEye, which I kind of look with the jaded eye at myself. But they made Sony one of their best ideas yesterday. Let's take a look at Sony. Because I own Sony. Sony is S-N-E. And when someone big on the street agrees with me, I feel vindicated that, hey, right over here. Sony is currently still a major growth company. Sony is a $65 billion company. They're into everything. Audio, video equipment. They make computers. They make electronics. They make components. They make video games. There's the Sony PlayStation. By the way, I like the video game stocks. Sony would be one of those. Sony's into music. A little bit of everything. Of course, headquartered in Japan. Little bitty dividend yield of 0.3% per year. But if we look at Sony over the years, it's also been a pretty good performer. Over the last 5 years, Sony has delivered total return, that includes the dividend, of 19.2% per year. The market's delivered 10.6% per year. They've beat the market quite handily. Over the last 3 years, Sony has delivered 25% per year returns, while the market's delivered 10%. We're trying to beat the market. We're seeking alpha. And over the last 12 months, Sony is up 34%, while the market's up 14%. Gets a B+ performance grade. Now we go to valuation. This is what I find quite compelling myself. Maybe this is why HedgeEye likes it. Maybe this is why I like it. Sony is currently trading at just 13.8 times forward earnings. The market currently is trading at 16.2 times forward earnings. So we're trading here at a discount to the overall market. Now, Sony is not a fantastic growth engine right now. However, having said that, they've had some pretty good quarters here recently. And I project a 5-year target price of $95 per share. The stock is currently trading at $52 per share. Now, I don't make recommendations here on the air for you to go out and put the rent check on Sony. I just try to give you examples of stocks. There's 5,200 to choose from. Sony is currently ranked in my system at number 135 out of 5,137. The stock is breaking out today. Chart alert breakout. Exclamation point, exclamation point. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now listen, I'm going to be writing the newsletter tomorrow. I'm already getting my game face on. That's a 12-hour project. That is my internal research that I force myself to go through every Friday and Saturday morning to make sure I've looked in every nook and cranny, down every alleyway, under every piece of kelp floating in the ocean, at everything I could possibly look at to make sure that I have as much information as I possibly can have about the market. And I share it with you openly in my newsletter on the weekends. I offer anybody who wants to just take a look at the newsletter, you get to get the client newsletter that lists everything I own. People always ask me, where can I check on your track record? I'm an open book. Every week in the newsletter, here's what I bought, here's what I sold, here's how this model portfolio is doing so far. You can get 2 weeks of that by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's pretty simple. And then the next 2 weeks, you'll get the premier newsletter. That's the one that has everything in it but those five portfolios and what I bought and sold. And then after that, you're still going to get my weekly analysis of the newsletter until you say no more, until you cry uncle. I don't want any more from Gunderson. That guy's an idiot. No, I'll keep sending it to you. It's my internal research. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. You know, a lot of people then decide, I don't want to go through all this work myself every week. I don't want to be up to my eyeballs in the market 10 hours a day. I'm going to hire someone to manage my account for me who stays on top of it because I certainly don't have the time. Or they say, you know, that person that's managing my account right now, I don't see hardly any changes ever made. They've got me in a kind of a one-size-fits-all asset allocation with no attention to where the best asset classes are at any given time. And I don't think that they'll do anything to try to protect me when we start to go into a recession. They didn't do anything last time. Why would I think they would do anything this time? So I have folks that you can talk to, including myself, about how we do things here a little differently and set ourselves apart from the rest here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm still one of those that believes in active management. I haven't drank the passive Kool-Aid. How good does it be to be passive when you're standing on railroad tracks and a recession is coming around the bend? I don't think it's good to be passive. I think it's good to be real active at that point and run. Well, that's the way, that's my beliefs, that's my philosophy on the market. I've been watching the markets for over two decades. I've been managing money for over two decades. I've been through two bear markets, have the scars, have the experience from those events. I certainly wouldn't hire some kid who's never been through bear markets, and I certainly wouldn't hire someone that's going to give you a asset allocation spit out of a computer, 27 pages, all in color with all these cute little charts and everything. But when push comes to shove, they're not going to do nothing. They're just going to let you ride it right on down. So if you'd like to talk to us, I'm a fee-based money manager. Everything is fee-based. No commissions. You can reach me, GundersonCapital.com. I'm all over the web. You can Google my name. You can see the hundreds of articles I've written. Go back and read some of them. Was Gunderson right? And you can also call us at 855-611-BEST. Well, I'm feeling especially generous today. I don't know why. Usually I'm a cheapskate. But I'm going to give you one more stock before the show's over. As an example of a best stock now, how about Salesforce? Do any of you use Salesforce out there in your business? I like Salesforce, CRM. Oh, look at the chart today. Man, that's a beautiful chart. I own Salesforce in my Premier Growth portfolio. No, I don't own Johnson & Johnson. I don't own Clorox. I own Clorox in my medicine underneath the sink there. My wife Cloroxes everything, including me. Well, I don't own Clorox. I don't own Colgate-Palmolive. I don't own the stocks of yesteryear. They're not growing anymore. They're in everybody's kitchen. CRM is still growing. Salesforce is growing by 37% per year, and it's hitting new all-time highs today. I own it in my Premier Growth account. So I gave you three stocks. I featured three stocks today. Call it Generous Thursday, Taco Tuesday. Tomorrow I'll be writing the newsletter. I'll be updating my big outlook, the macro outlook of the market. That's, you got to get that right first. Secondly, I'll update the asset allocation right now. How much did you have in the bond market right now? How much did you have in gold? How much did you have in plutonium? How much did you have in U.S. stocks? How about emerging market stocks? How about small caps, mid caps? All of you have those decisions to make in your own 401ks. Our next trip will be to Minnesota. As soon as I make sure that our new grandchild arrives safe and sound and is in good hands, then we'll be on our way. We'll be planning our next trip to Minneapolis, St. Paul, one of my favorite areas to visit. I love the folks there. I love the folks in Dallas. I love the folks in Sarasota, Seattle, all the cities we're in. But it's time to focus on good old Minnesota. I've been thinking of walleye pike and muskie and all those kinds of good things. I want to get there before the lakes freeze over because I'm not going ice fishing. I'll try it sometime in the future. So we will be announcing our plans in Minnesota, but I think we'll be in that Bloomington area again. I like that. I like that Mall of the Americas. My assistants like the Mall of the Americas. You know, they could shop while I was shopping for stocks. They went shopping for women's outerwear and shoes and all that kind of stuff. And we'll also do something for our clients up there in Minnesota. Last time I took you all to a baseball game. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com.
Have a great day. Any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.